State of the Union. I didn't. I guess I didn't have a chance. I'm hearing some of the reports. Was it a full chamber last night?
No, it wasn't full.
I'd say. Would you say about three, half to three quarters in between there?
Yeah, probably. Okay. That was about it. There was some spacing in many areas. It wasn't packed like we've seen them in the past.
Right.
With a lot of guests. I mean, they weren't bringing guests. A lot of people were doing them virtually. They'd have a guest on a virtual, and then they would be sitting in the chamber.
Right. And more people than last year, though.
The first... Much of the first part of the address had to do with Ukraine, and that's one where...
No surprise.
Where there was unison because people are upset with what's happening to the victims and the people in Ukraine. And so he used that as a launching point to get a lot of support going for the address. And then he went into the rest of it, and I don't want to raise Pat's blood pressure too much this morning or get too partisan.
It's too early.
Basically, what he did a restatement of all of the things that the left wanted in the campaign for president, and continued to say that it hasn't been done. He'd like to see it done, like free college, community college, free health care or reduced health care costs, and... Improved daycare, a lot of things. So a lot of the things that you're all familiar with. And the other thing that he did is he pointed out a lot of things that are issues that people agreed with. There's a problem with this inflation. There's a problem with high energy prices, et cetera, but offered no solutions.
No, so it's a standard State of the Union.
Pretty much.
What I can tell you is that there are a lot of people on the left who are very disappointed with it, thinking it was a very milquetoast of the road.
Mm-hmm.
I felt it was. One historian said this is the kind of speech that maybe an Eisenhower would have given, something like that. Is that if the left was looking for some type of red meat, Joe Biden was not giving it to them. Is that he was doing everything in his power to try to make it more of a bipartisan kind of speech. He touted the bipartisan infrastructure bill that was passed. He took a little shot. The only time he ever took a shot at former President Trump was when he said, we're no longer talking about infrastructure week. We now have infrastructure decade. And that was really the only shot he never mentioned January 6th. He never mentioned anything like that. He never really mentioned anything that was happening in this country.
He mentioned police and funding police as opposed to defunding, but he didn't spend
which
a lot
he never,
of time. The high homicide rate was completely left
but,
out.
But he talked about, but he, but he, I, what I thought he did well is that he tried to, in a way, tried to bring everybody together saying, we're not going to defund, we're going to fund the police, but we're also going to focus on training, we're going to focus on body cameras and all that. So I think he was trying to...
Well, he touched on some things without getting into specifics. For example, he got bipartisan support when he said we need immigration reform, but he didn't address what's been happening at the southern border.
Yeah, again... To me, that sounds like standard State of the Union where, here's what we're doing, the country's great, and here's what we'd like to do, and now let's move forward because there's nothing that's going to get done.
Right, and that's
in a State of the Union address.
Right, nothing's going to get done, and that's the thing. I mean, a lot of things that maybe he wants, it's not going to happen anyway, so with the Senate so close, it doesn't really matter.
I think there are some people looking for something to happen on the energy front, and it really didn't happen other than taking some oil out of the reserves, and that's a one-time thing.
You know, one thing I read, though, yesterday, which I did not know, is that oil companies are sitting on 16.5 million acres of land here in the United States that we've given them, and they're not touching it.
Really?
That's amazing.
Really?
That is an amazing, amazing, amazing fact. So that should be brought up a bit more. But, I read that yesterday. That is an interesting fact that they do have all this land that they are not touching right now.
Well, they're saying that our country has so much oil available that we have a supply that will last 100 years, and maybe that's what they have in mind for the future.
Maybe.
Well, the future is now.
But anyway, like you said, Charlie, I would say that it was kind of standard fare, of like the State of the Union,
And there are no novel new ideas or concepts or approaches rolled out.
Especially for a first one, too.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, you had something for everybody again yesterday or last night on WSRW with the president, with the Michigan State basketball game. Hope you found something to enjoy.
Well, at least Michigan fans found something to enjoy.